the search and rescue operation to assist illegal miners believed to be trapped underground at the abandoned Rand lease mine in Roodepoort has been temporarily halted due to safety concerns. Community members reported the illegal miners have been trapped since Saturday. Johannesburg Emergency Management Services and rescuers responded on Sunday. Speaking to the media on Monday, Johannesburg EMS spokesperson Robert Mulawudzi elaborated on the complex conditions faced by rescuers.
The latest development regarding the search and rescue operation is that the search and rescue operation has been terminated for now due to safety reasons. With our attempt, which we have made earlier on, which I've mentioned, we went down 70 meters down. We reached a makeshift platform where there's a hole which leads to a makeshift stairs. That area is actually dangerous for the rescuers, hence the decision to terminate the operation. We are looking at other avenues to try and see whether we cannot use any other avenues, but we cannot do that with the maps which we have, because that is the only area which we can be able to move in. We are told also that the illegal miners, that was their first attempt to get into that area where the entrance which they use. So we are told that we might get any other information from the communities. So hence we decided that for now we are terminating. We will find a way to get information which will lead us to the other main hole which they might be using, so that we can be able to see whether we can be able to access the very same shaft which we tried on the other side.
It is reported that the voices of two illegal miners have been heard from the shaft, but the exact number of people involved is unclear. Mulawudzi said the timeline of when the operation will resume has not yet been determined.
Right now, there is no any other response or maybe voices which we're hearing like yesterday when we're here conducting the operation, and we couldn't also get to where they are because of that obstruction, which is also dangerous for the rescuers, because we don't know what might happen if we try and force ourselves to move through. No, according to the map which we have, we don't have any other access, but we are told through our community intelligence that there is any other area which might be linked to the very same area. It's just that now the people who are there, the community members, they are not aware, sure of their safety. We don't have the time frame, but that one will be determined by the information we get from the community in terms of which areas can we be able to explore from now.
Reporting for Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.